How do we get eternal life? And in our first reading, it said it's not mysterious or remote on how to accomplish it. All you have to do is carry it out. It's that simple. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's it. Love God and your neighbor. You got it? Now, that would have been one of my shortest homilies ever. And it sounds easy, but how in the world do you do that? You must confess that you believe that God is your heavenly Father and recognize that the Spirit of God dwells within you. Your acceptance of this truth makes you a son or daughter of God. By accepting this, you become a member of the spiritual brotherhood, the body of Christ, and entrance into the Father's kingdom. Entrance into the Father's kingdom is free. Growth in grace is essential to the continuance therein. Yes, acceptance by faith on your part makes you a member, a son or daughter of God. And by your faith, you are justified. And by your faith, are you saved. And by this same faith, you can advance to be with God. Ephesians 2, verse 8, sums it all up in one line. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. You cannot buy salvation. You can't earn righteousness. Salvation is the gift of God, and righteousness is the natural fruit of a spirit-born life of sonship in the family of God. You are not saved because you live a righteous life. Rather, is it that you live a righteous life because you have already been saved, have recognized sonship as the gift of God, and service as the supreme delight of life on earth. If you believe this gospel, God is your loving Father, you will be led to voluntary repentance of all sin. Realization of sonship in your heart is incompatible with the desire to sin. If you believe you are a child of God, you won't want to offend God. A kingdom believer hungers for righteousness and thirsts for perfection. My understanding of God has changed a lot from the pre-Vatican II days of my youth. Once I grasped the idea of God as a true and loving Father whose Spirit is within me, and that's the only concept that Jesus taught, I utterly abandoned all my primitive notions about God as an offended king, a stern and all-powerful ruler whose chief delight is to detect his subject's wrongdoing. Jesus did not offer himself as a sacrifice to appease an angry and unforgiving God. This idea is erroneous. Rather, Jesus portrayed the true nature of God, the love and mercy of our Heavenly Father. I ask you, do you love God? Do you believe God is your Heavenly Father? Do you trust Him like a little child? Then you are part of God's family. You have heard Jesus' message, and you must decide to stake your claim for eternal life. If you don't, you can lose your most valuable treasure. The gold rush was in 1849, and people were heading to California with dollar signs in their eyes. Each person had a vision of finding a fortune. The phenomenon was started by James Marshall, who discovered gold in Sutter's Creek. You'd think that the man who found the gold would have died rich. Marshall died in the 1880s penniless. His fortune was never realized because he failed to stake a claim. An individual can know about God and the abundant life he has to offer, but if you don't stake your claim through a lifelong commitment to Christ, you will never experience eternal life. Make a commitment to Christ and be his disciple. Your mission in life needs to be to live and love like Jesus, just like that mission on that banner in the back. Follow the new commandment that Jesus gave us, that you love one another even as Jesus loves you. And by this kind of life, all men will know that you are a disciple of Christ Jesus. Now, this is not an additional burden upon us. Rather, it makes it possible for us to experience a new pleasure, the experience of bestowing your heart's affection upon our fellow man, a true delight. Jesus gave us the supreme measure of true affection, for he said, "Greater love can no man have than this, that he will lay down his life for his friends." And we are Jesus' friends, and we will continue to be his friends if we are but willing to do what he taught us, to love God and our neighbor. When you leave church, let God lead you. Sing from the depths of your heart, "Lead me, Lord." Jesus, we want to be loving, kind, compassionate, and gentle like you. We pray.